And as the agenda states, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission operated without a quorum for more than 6 months in 2017. And so it was just over a year ago, in August of last year, that the quorum was restored. And then shortly after that, in September, the current chairman, Kevin McIntyre, was confirmed. But 1 year later, we find ourselves again with less than a full commission, as Commissioner Powelson stepped down in August to become the CEO of the National Association of Water Companies. And so the current commission is faced with a 2-2 split along party lines, and we're already seeing that this is having some implications of what FERC may or may not be able to accomplish this fall until a replacement for Mr. Powelson is confirmed. Notwithstanding Commissioner Powelson's departure, however, FERC accomplished quite a bit in the past 12 months. So let's begin with the areas that have been earmarked by the chairman, Kevin McIntyre, for priorities during his first year on the commission. Those areas are resiliency, certificate policy statement review, and PURPA review. He came out very early on in his tenure, and actually in September and in October of last year, stating that he had some definitive ideas about areas that the commission would look at, and these included these three. But we also see that the courts have added to the commission's plate as the line between federal and state action continues to be fine-tuned and redefined by various courts of appeals, addressing cases and matters related to state regulatory and legislative actions that touch on FERC jurisdiction.